We're talking now with Mary Costello. She's the Executive Director of the Rock Creek Alliance. Mary, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Chris. I really appreciate it.
The news of the moment is that the Rock Creek Alliance has its biggest event of the year coming up. As this airs, that's actually going to be tomorrow, Friday, August 27th. It's the Alliance's annual party and membership meeting. So tell us the, you know, what, when, who, why of this event.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, it's coming up this Friday, August 27th. And the party will start at 5 and it goes to 8 p.m. It is open to the public, not just our members. So we encourage folks to come out. And if they don't know what the mine is about, it's a good place to learn and ask questions. So we hope people will come and bring a friend with them. The venue is the Matchwood Brewery on Oak Street. That's 513 Oak Street. And, of course, this is a really nice outside venue for folks who have not been to the brewery. We're expecting kind of cool weather on Friday. I think the high is going to be 65, so folks are going to want to dress warm so that they are comfortable through the evening. And, of course, Matchwood does have a chef on site, and so people can order dinner or appetizers from the brewery's menu. And, of course, there's going to be beer and wine available as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the highlights is live music, which is going to be performed by Beargrass. And that will start at 5:30. And for those folks who have not heard Beargrass perform, they're an amazing trio, and I think they kind of classify themselves as a blend of blues, bluegrass, jazz, reggae, and country. So they have a really unique sound, and the trio is John Edwards, Chris Park, and Jared Johnston.
Yeah, those guys are great, too, for folks that haven't heard them. That right there is a good reason to show up for the party. You have some other things too. Is there an auction, silent auction?
Yeah. So just briefly, I'll go over the agenda. So as I mentioned, we'll be opening it officially at 5. So we'll be on site and we'll be set up with information tables, and we have our shirts and ball caps that folks can purchase if they would like to do so. And, you know, then we'll be opening up the silent auction, and that's going to run until around between 7 and 7:30. We'll have a couple tables, and we'll probably close one table at 7 and the other at 7:30. The other thing that's our members come out for is they want an update on what's going on with the proposed mine, where it is in the permitting process, and where we are in our legal challenges. So around 6 o'clock, there'll be a legal update and some announcements and acknowledgments. That won't take a lot of time, so, you know, folks can hear a brief update and then they can get back to socializing and enjoying the music. And of course, there'll be lots of opportunities to meet our board members and, you know, ask any questions that people might have about the process.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, we do have a silent auction. We have really a lot of great items that have been donated by local business owners and artisans. Some things are still coming in, but we have around 25 items so far. And Chris, do I have time to maybe just go over a few of those?
Yeah, you bet. Mention a few of the good ones. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a golden growler that Matchwood is donating, and it's a $500 value. And basically what the golden growler is it's a container, a growler, that provides 50% off one growler fill every day for, I believe it's for a year, on select beer styles.
There at Matchwood.
Yeah. So that's a really cool item, and it'll be very popular.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2-day passes from Schweitzer Mountain Ski Resort. We have a gift certificate for two for a cruise on Lake Pendere, either the Birds of Prey or the Hope Island Eagle Watching Cruise, and those are always very popular. We have a 2-night stay in a Gypsy Bell tent on the lake at Hawkins Point, and that's being donated from Twin Cedars, so I'm sure that's going to be a hot item as well. We have a boat rental that's valued valued at $425, donated from Action Sports. We've got gift baskets from Winter Ridge, Evans Brothers Coffee, Neiman Floral and Garden. We have a Patagonia backpack and something called a Macro Puff quilt. I had to look that up. That's a really cool item, synthetic quilt. The quilt, I think, is worth around $250, and the backpack's around $99. Mm-hmm. Then we have, you know, jewelry, artwork, floral arrangements, mm-hmm. eyewear, guidebooks, yoga passes, a massage.
Some stained glass. Yeah.
Treatment. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
a bunch
of
good stuff. So that right there, another good reason to show up and see the good stuff that's going to be there. And I bet some of them will be deals, too. So that's, again, that's the annual party for the Rock Creek Alliance, which is going to be tomorrow, Friday, August 27th. Now, funds raised at the annual party go to support the work of the Rock Creek Alliance, which is working to protect the water quality in Lake Pend'Oreille's watershed, as well as the integrity of the Cabinet Mountains wilderness and the endangered wildlife that lives there. You mentioned the Rock Creek Mine. We have only a couple minutes. Can you fill us in a little bit more on what the Rock Creek Mine is and why the Alliance is working to either prevent it from going in or ameliorate the effects that it would have?
Well, it would be a huge underground copper-silver mine, and it would be constructed directly beneath the Cabinet Mountains wilderness near Knoxon, Montana. And so it would have implication for the wilderness lands above and adjacent to the mine, of course. Again, it's a large mine. It would produce 10,000 tons of ore per day, and it would, as I mentioned, it would have impacts to the wilderness, including the lakes and streams. And the other thing, which is really of huge concern for folks in Sandpoint, is the fact that the mine would perpetually discharge millions of gallons of water per day that's going to be polluted with both nutrient pollutants and heavy metals. We don't exactly know what the exact amount is going to be because it's changed throughout the permitting process. But it became evident to us early on that the only way to protect the lake and the wilderness was to oppose the mine. And so we've been working really since 1998 when we were incorporated to try to stop the mine through legal challenges. And so far we've been successful.
And, of course, the annual party is going to be the best place to find out more about the issues behind the Rock Creek Mine and what the Rock Creek Alliance is all about. But I'm going to suggest people just go to that party and find out more. Again, that's tomorrow, Friday, August 27th. And we are just about out of time. Mary, you got any last word you want to throw in?
Just that I hope folks come out and meet us and learn what we're about and show their support for protecting our lake.
Well, Mary Costello, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you very much.